Have you ever been on a flight and walked back to the restroom and seen somebody reading one of your books, Randy?
I have, just a couple of times. But one of the funniest stories was I was on a plane somewhere. I think it was going from Chicago to someplace. It might have been back to Portland. I'm not sure. But there's a guy sitting next to me, and there was just, you know, two seats, so there was nobody in between us, and no blank seat. We were right next to each other. And this guy looks at me, and we're talking, and I ask him what he does, and he tells me, and then he asks me what I do, and I tell him I'm a writer. And he says, "Oh, really?" And then he kind of was embarrassed. He even turned a little bit red. He says, "You know what? I graduated from college, and in all those years," and this guy's probably in his at least mid-40s, maybe 50, and he said, "All those years since college, I've only read one book." And, you know, it's like he just gave up reading books. Huh. He read what he had to in college, and then he was done. And I looked at him, and I said, "Okay, so what is the one book you've read?" I was hoping he would say the Bible. He didn't. He says, "Well," he says, "you know, I don't remember the name of it, but I remember the plot. There were these three guys, and there was a car accident, and they were close friends.
Oh,
They'd been in Vietnam together, all of this kind of stuff." And finally, I looked at him and said, "By any chance, was the name of that novel Deadline?" He says, "Yes, yeah. Have you read it?" And so I said, "Well, you're not going to believe this. Not only have I read it, but I wrote it." And then I told him my name, and he remembered my name with any... And he looks at me and says, "What are the chances?" And I said, "Well, actually, I think the chances are pretty much zero."
Yeah.
And this is what I think of as a divine appointment. So
yes,
I explained to him that concept that God puts people next to each other in planes and other places. Because, I mean, really, seriously, humanly speaking, if he's read one book, it's going to be a John Grisham novel, or it's going to be Stephen King, or it's going to be, you know, Tom Clancy or whoever. It's certainly not going to be my book, Deadline. So it was great. I was able to share the gospel with him.
I'm sure you had his attention.
yeah, because he couldn't get over it. He actually, I think at first he honestly thought I was trying to put him on.
Kidding.
Because it was just too unbelievable.